This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. All arrangements are being made for the smooth conduct of elections for the 70-member Delhi Assembly to be held tomorrow. Polling will be held from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Over 1 crore 56 lakh voters will decide the fate of the 699 candidates in the fray. Campaigning came to an end last evening. The counting of votes will take place on Saturday. Delhi Metro will begin operations at 4 a.m. on all lines from their terminal stations on polling and counting days of the Delhi Assembly election to assist the staff deployed for election duty. Trains will run every 30 minutes on all lines until 6 a.m., after which regular services will be available throughout the day. Here is more from our correspondent.
The Election Commission has deployed over 1.8 lakh personnel for the assembly polls. Seizures of cash, liquor, drugs, freebies and precious metals amounting to over 220 crore rupees have been recorded in a strict clampdown of inducements. Of these, the largest component is drugs at 88 crore rupees, followed by precious metals at over 81 crore rupees. This marks a nearly fourfold increase in comparison to the 2020 Delhi Assembly elections, where total seizures amounted to 57.5 crore. Since the enforcement of the Model Code of Conduct, 7,499 complaints have been received through C-Vigil. Out of these, only 32 cases remain under process and the rest have been successfully resolved. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashvani News, Delhi.
Union Home Minister Amit Shah will chair a security review meeting on Jammu and Kashmir in New Delhi today. The meeting is expected to be attended by Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha, Home Secretary Govind Mohan and chiefs of central agencies like IB and Research and Analysis Wing, along with other senior officials. The last such review meeting was held on December 19, 2024, in which Mr. Shah directed all security agencies to continue working in a coordinated manner to eliminate terrorism in Jammu and Kashmir. The government has said that it is planning to increase installed power generation capacity to 874 gigawatt by 2031-32. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, Minister of State in the Ministry of Power, Shripad Nayak, said that it includes power generated from conventional sources, including coal, lignite and renewable sources like solar, wind and hydro. The MOS said that at present the installed power generation capacity is 462 gigawatt and there is adequate availability of power in the country. He added that the Government of India has addressed the critical issue of power deficiency by adding 230 gigawatt of generation capacity since April 2014, transforming the country from power deficit to power sufficient. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today congratulated Bart De Wever on assuming office of Prime Minister of Belgium. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed confidence to work together to further strengthen India-Belgium ties and enhance collaboration on global matters. India has contributed $37.64 million US dollars to the United Nations regular budget for this year, securing its place among the 35 member states honored for timely and full payment of their dues. This contribution was made on the 31st of last month. The spokesperson for UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, Mr. Stefan Dujarric, acknowledged India's timely contribution during a daily press briefing yesterday. UN General Assembly President Philemon Yang, who is scheduled to visit India from today to the 8th of this month, also praised India's reliability in a recent interview, stating that the country continues to fulfill its obligation as a member state of the UN by paying its dues in full and on time. U.S. President Donald Trump has announced a one-month delay in U.S. tariff hikes on Canada and Mexico after the two neighboring state countries agreed to strengthen border security efforts. However, tariffs against China are still scheduled to go into effect today. In a social media post, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said during a call with Trump, he pledged additional cooperation on border security. Trudeau mentioned that Canada is implementing its $1.3 billion US dollar border plan, which includes reinforcing the border with new helicopters. In tennis, India's Sumit Nagal has advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Rosario Challenger in Argentina last night. The ace Indian tennis star, seeded 8, defeated Renzo Olivo of Argentina in the round of 32. Despite facing a challenging start after losing the first set, Nagal won the match 5-7, 6-1, 6-0. And that is the end of this news bulletin.